This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America's auto enthusiast program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We so appreciate it. Matter of fact, this is my favorite time of the week, the time that I get to spend behind the microphone with you folks on the other side of the radio, as well as all of our wonderful guests here on the show. In this hour, we're going to be talking to one of our regular contributors, Rob Mulner from U.S. Auto Parts and J.C. Whitney. And Rob has got some really exciting news to share with us. So you're going to hold on for that, I hope. And also in this hour of the broadcast, we're going to have lots of fun talking about some other happenings within J.C. Whitney. And, of course, at any time, we'll take your telephone calls. If you're in the mood, the telephone number is 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. I was just telling my producer, Andy, that this coming week I have some heavy-duty major league open-heart surgery, so keep me in your thoughts, keep me in your prayers, because I want to be behind this microphone for another 20 years, and it would be great if things go as they're supposed to, and it helps me get me back on the road to the person that I was health-wise, probably 10 or 15 years ago. So I'll look forward to that. But please keep me in your prayers. Right now, let's go out to California and bring forth, he is the chief auto enthusiast, the chief truck enthusiast, the chief Jeep enthusiast for U.S. Auto Parts and J.C. Whitney. He's our great friend and supporter of the program, Rob Mulner. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks for having me on. It's my favorite part of the day, too. And I took the liberty of sending your doctor a new set of fuel injectors. So I figure while they're in there, they can hop you up, get you some more CFM. Hopefully, more air-to-fuel ratio.
Excellent. Well, that I could definitely use. I'm not looking forward to having to go through it, but, it's like one of those things in life. You got to take a chance in order to get better, and that's what I got to do, and that's what I intend to do is, I want to be around on the radio and in the automotive world for many decades to come, Rob.
We want that too, Bob. We're all pulling for you. We hope everything goes really, really well.
Thank you so much, my friend. And for all of your listeners, Mark Evans, our field reporter on the show, a former automotive repair talk show host, fills in for me from time to time, along with his partner in crime, Motor Mike Wallace, the owner of WFPA in Fort Payne, Alabama. They'll be subbing for me for a couple of weeks, and hopefully by that time I'll be well enough to get behind the microphone. I won't be well enough to do lots of other things, but that's my goal, a couple of weeks. Let's hope that all comes together. So, Rob, you've got some really exciting news to share with us, and that is the results of what we've been talking about for months. When did the 2017 sweepstakes kick off? Remind me.
It kicked off the first week in March, as I recall. It feels like 100 years ago. But, yeah, Wrench and Ride 2017 kicked off March. It ended right around the end of August as we were leaving the Ocean City, Maryland, Ocean City Jeep Week event. And we've finally selected our winners out of the over 10,000 entries that we got, people sending us pictures of their Jeeps and trucks and telling us little stories and vignettes about their vehicles and their attachments to them. We based our criteria on their creativity and what they told us about their vehicle, how that all matched up with their picture. So we finally selected our winners. Took longer than I thought it was going to take to pour through 10,000 pictures and stories. And we finally selected the winners. We contacted them. I got to say, just some great people. We selected some very gracious, very excited folks, which is always very, you know, invigorating for me to hear these people and their excitement about being selected. Wrench and Ride, particularly our winner, is a great guy. Really have enjoyed my conversations with him. And our runner-ups, so gracious, so happy, so excited. So should I go ahead and drop their names, Bob? What should I do now?
Yeah, absolutely. Why don't we tell everybody
All right.
about these three lucky folks?
Sure. So our second runner-up, his name is Jesse. I can't say his last name, but it's Jesse C. from Alabama. And his family's got a really well-loved 1995 Jeep Wrangler that has been one of those kind of family members that's been passed from generation to generation of drivers. So between the picture and the story and the creativity that we saw in there, we selected them as our second runner-up. Our first runner-up, Jose from Florida, had this awesome story. I mean, when we're looking for creativity, his picture was creative, his story was creative. And I don't want to spoil it. We'll send pictures for your blog and your website, Bob. But he's got this lion theme with his truck. Really, really fun, really cool. And so Jose from Florida is our first runner up. And then the winner of the Wrench and Ride Makeover. And I really stop and think about this. We're about a week from now. We're literally going to drive out to suburban Pennsylvania. Pick up Richard E. We're going to pick up his 2015 Jeep Wrangler. We're going to take it away for a month, and he's trusting us to not just give it a great makeover, but give him, when he sees his Jeep on Friday, November 3rd at SEMA Ignited, he's trusting us to not just make his Jeep as functional as it was, but even more functional. And, you know, I've had a lot of chats with Richard. He's extremely excited. Him and his wife are going to come out to Las Vegas to tour the SEMA show and then obviously be there for the unveiling of their Jeep. They've already got a massive road trip planned. I'm so jealous. Richard and his wife are going to road trip from Vegas. They're going to stop at Moab. They're going to stop at the Grand Canyon. And they're going to road trip their Jeep back to Pennsylvania. And those are exactly the kind of folks that not only, you know, does J.C. Whitney love to serve, but, you know, these are our people. These are guys that want to take that Jeep out and go see just the awesome spots, so many of the awesome spots this country has to offer. And whether you're a, you know, an off-roader or a camper or a, you know, just a Jeep enthusiast in general, these are places you got to go. And when Richard said, yeah, I want to drive the Jeep back, I was surprised. Some of the people we've talked to before just, you know, want to put it on a trailer and have it show up at their house. And he said, no, we've dreamed about going to Moab. We've dreamed about touring the Grand Canyon. And this is a great time to do it. And I said, Richard, I'm so completely jealous. I wish I could be doing this trip with you. So those are our three Wrench and Ride winners. Really couldn't be more pleased with the results and getting a chance. I mean, think about peeking into 10,000 garages and seeing what people have in there. All sorts of interesting projects, all sorts of interesting stories. You know, Broncos and K5s and Rancheros and El Caminos on top of the, you know, I'll say the standard Jeeps and trucks that you would expect.
Oh, absolutely. What a great trio of winners. And when we come back on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about the Wrench and Ride contest for 2017. And then we're going to talk about some upcoming shows in the automotive world. I'm Bob Long with Rob Molnar from J.C. Whitney. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Liquor Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-6540. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-6540. That's 1-800-972-6540. 6540 1-800-972-6540.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on the program. I've gotten kind of addicted a little bit to Jay Leno's Raj show on CNBC. I wasn't a big fan in the beginning, but now he's got me hooked. So congratulations to Jay on that show, and we'll get him on before the kickoff of the new season. It's crazy the way they have so many television seasons these days. I'm old enough to remember when a television season was a large chunk of shows. Now it's only really 13 episodes. In a lot of cases, sometimes even less, but his next new batch begins in January, so we'll have him on sometime to promote that. We've got Rob Molnar on with us right now. He's our frequent co-host on the program, the auto enthusiast, the truck, the Jeep enthusiast for J.C. Whitney, and Rob just took off the cover on the winners of the Jeep and truck contest, the J.C. Whitney Wrench and Ride contest, and all these winners received some great stuff. And of course, the big winner, Richard from Pennsylvania, not only gets the Wrench and Ride makeover, but also a trip to SEMA, which is something he and his wife are going to really, really enjoy. And just taking a quick look during the break there, Rob, at these entries, I mean, all three are just great stories and great pictures. I see what you mean about Jesse from Alabama. I mean, his vehicle's got a lot of miles on it. I like the way he's got his whole family piled in the tint of the picture. I like Jose from Florida with his theme there of lions and some interesting graphics, and then of course Richard from Pennsylvania. He writes a very compelling story, and you can just see this guy is extraordinarily passionate about all things Jeep.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. I mean, I'm not going to lie, Bob. It was weekends of going through, all the pictures, all the stories. I thought that if these folks took the time to snap a picture and write us a story, and keep in mind, some of the stories were extremely brief. Some of them were very elaborate. But the team, it was myself and a team, including Dan and Brandon at OC Motorsports and Eric Nielsen and Eddie Garcia that I work closely with, Toby Ristow, who manages the J.C. Whitney store, Sean Sick, kind of our trail master, I'll say, in the Jeep world. All of us poured through all of these stories, all these pictures, to score them individually, and then, you know, the top three rose to the rank. So really a lot of fun. And these three particular ones, I think, really, kind of summarize the creativity we're looking for. We needed a great picture. We needed a great story that connected with the picture. And, you know, I've never met any of these folks before. Getting a chance to really see what they do with their vehicle, what they think about their vehicle, and what they want to do with their vehicle. To me, it was like getting a chance to sit down with them, you know, have a conversation and really get a picture into what they are all about. So it was really a lot of fun, and can't wait to meet Richard and his wife at SEMA Ignited just, I guess, not quite a month from now. But, we're going to go pick up his Jeep in Pennsylvania. We're going to put it in the J.C. Whitney trailer, and we're going to pull it to California to our friends Dan and Brandon at OC Motorsports. And we're going to start tearing apart Richard's Jeep and making it over in a way that we think he's going to like. And with our sponsors, with the brands that I think your listeners have heard me bang on a few times about, but I'll have to say Aries and Crown and Kurt and Cover King, Power Stop Brakes, Rancho Suspension, I think Richard's going to get an awesome Jeep out of this program. And I can't wait to hear about his adventures leaving Vegas and driving back to Pennsylvania. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, absolutely. And you're going to be posting install stories at blog.jcwhitney.com/wrench-and-ride 2017. And you also will be unveiling, as you mentioned, Richard's Jeep at the SEMA Ignited program event, I should really say, and folks will be able to check that out online as well. Seems as I've been only doing that event for about 4 years or so, it's really gotten just a great response.
Yeah, it's, you know, in my mind, Bob, it's really the Woodward Dream Cruise, you know, the West Coast version of it. So, you know, to pack that many enthusiasts, that many awesome show cars into, you know, one relatively small space. I mean, I think Woodward goes, I don't know how many miles off the top of my head, but I want to say that's a 7, 10, 15 mile, you know, cruise. This is just from the convention center to across the street. But in terms of the caliber of vehicle and the fact that anybody can, you know, grab a piece of sidewalk and watch the show go by, I think it was pretty brilliant of SEMA to say, you know what, let's turn this into the after party. And sure, you know, a ticket to get into the event proper, I think, is $10. But, you know, once you're in there, the level of eye candy you're going to get is, I think it's pretty much the only place you're going to find that many vehicles and that kind of square footage. I mean, if I wasn't in the business, I would buy a ticket. I know that much. So it's, I think they've done a good job of turning it into a real event.
So true. And speaking of events, we've got a number to talk about, including a really cool one. It's happening next weekend. It's called the Gambler 500. Tell us all about what the Gambler 500 is. I know you told us a little while back, but remind us, and this sounds like it's going to be very, very fun.
Well, Bob, I can't wait for this one. This one is definitely, you know, sometimes, I'm sure this happens to you, you field a phone call from somebody, you're not really sure what they want to talk to you about, but you're thinking, you know what, they must be somebody I could chat with. They're, you know, they're a motorhead, they're a gear guy. So I get this call from this fellow, Jake, who wants to run a Gambler 500 event in Illinois. That's the first one, and he wants J.C. Whitney to be a part of it. So I say, sure, Jake, tell me more about it. He sends me some pictures. He sends me some YouTube clips. He sends me some stories from Car and Driver. And so this Gambler 500 thing is kind of a loose affiliation, if you will, of events that are conducted around the country that focus on a $500 car. You know, the 500 is the goal, but a $500 car, a beater car, and 500 miles of rallying, which can be a combination of, you know, on-highway, off-highway. And, you know, in this case, one of his objectives is not just, you know, bring a wacky car, dress it up, you know, costume kind of thing, but they actually want to clean up the roadway. They want to give an award for the most trash picked up during this Gambler 500 Illinois. And
oh, that is so cool. We'll talk more about it on the other side of this break. We're up against one of those hard network breaks, but we're coming right back with Rob Molnar. I'm Bob Long.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. We're joined by Rob Molnar, one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast. Of course, he is the go-to guy when it comes to all things automotive, all things truck, all things Jeep for J.C. Whitney and U.S. Auto Parts. And we're telling you about an event happening next weekend, the Gambler 500 in Chicago, in LaSalle, Illinois. This is an event that is going to be put on by Rob and J.C. Whitney, and it sounds like a real fun event. And tell us a little bit more about some of the nuances, because I know there are some rules as to the type of vehicles that can participate, and tell us a little bit more about what you're expecting.
Sure, Bob. So we're really just the co-conspirators. I mean, we're really the facilitators here. We're offering up the J.C. Whitney, LaSalle, you know, the parking lot, the facilities to congregate. There's a fellow named Jake Shalland who is really the mastermind, and he's seen these other Gambler 500 events, Portland, Detroit, or a few of the ones that he showed me as examples. I think at Detroit they had something like 500 cars show up, and what's really great about it is the rule book is pretty much find a beater that's around $500, make it roadworthy, you know, it needs to be safe, and then make it fun, you know, dress it up, get out your paper mache skills, your die grinder, whatever you want or need, And so the vehicles are outlandish. I guess the only rule is don't be boring. And so people are bringing some pretty entertaining vehicles. I've seen, if your listeners go to Facebook, Gambler 500 Illinois, they can see some of the vehicles being built. So it's just this interesting kind of cross-pollination. I've seen some Crown Vics. I've seen some other sedans put up on, you know, on huge suspensions, big wheels and tires. And I'm just excited about finding, you know, a bunch of like-minded folks that live relatively near J.C. Whitney. And we'll be bringing out our Jeep and truck as support vehicles. You know, we've got onboard air and some tools and such. So if somebody breaks down, we're going to help them out. If they get stuck, we're going to pull them out. We're going to be making our first stop on Saturday at the Cliff. There's an off-road park near LaSalle called the Cliff. And so I'm not sure if there's an obstacle course or kind of a, you know, show us how quickly you can get stuck on this off-road trail. But we're going to be trying that out. And then our overnight first Saturday night is Cordova Raceway is a drag strip, I think a few hundred miles from LaSalle. And so we're going to camp out there. And what's been described to me by Jake is kind of a, you know, Mad Max meets Burning Man kind of an event. So I'm not sure if I'm rated for that kind of activity, but, you know, we're going to relax. We're going to tell some stories, probably be a few cold beverages, and then we're going to camp out there at the racetrack. So it's right up my street. I mean, I would love to do this anyway. So the fact I get to do it for work is almost better. But we're looking forward to a lot of funky vehicles with some interesting themes. We're going to be producing a video. We'll do some Facebook Live. So if your listeners haven't already, you know, followed J.C. Whitney on Facebook, I would invite them to do so. And we'll be putting up snippets from the event. We've also got big plans for SEMA, so they'll get a chance to catch all that as well. But, Bob, if we do this again next year, maybe you can come out with us.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun, Rob. This is going to be something to really watch, and everybody, all the Auto World listeners, should like J.C. Whitney on Facebook and take advantage of all this wonderful coverage that's going to be coming your way. And that would be great if next year we can do some live broadcasts from out there. Wouldn't that be fun, Rob? That would be great.
I'm looking forward to this one. I love old car rallies. I love beater rallies, so This really should be a good time, and you know, it's going to end up at a racetrack Saturday night. I would love to end up there anyway, so this is just a win-win the way I look at it.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about the lead-up to SEMA. I know once things get started there, it's kind of a whirlwind 4 or 5 days, but what are you going to be doing leading up to SEMA?
Bob, I'm going to be panicking. I'm going to be hyperventilating. I'm guessing palpitations will probably be coming my way. So we've got a few different things leading up. So SEMA, as you've told your audience, is really the Super Bowl of the aftermarket. So for me, that's, you know, working with my clients, putting together campaigns and programs for the next year for, you know, the guys that are, for example, my wrench and ride sponsors, you know, the Aries and the Kurtz and the Cover Kings of the world. So for me, it's frantic business. So we'll have the wrench and ride build on Richard's Jeep. That'll be happening right before SEMA. And then our friends at Power Stop Brakes, they put together a program last year called Trail to SEMA. And they'll drive out from Illinois, from Bedford Park, where they're based there. They'll drive out. We'll meet with them in Colorado, Fort Collins, and then we will predominantly off-road trail ride from Colorado into Moab, and then from Moab to Las Vegas, and we'll end up at the SEMA event. So those 3 weeks before SEMA are already looking a little blurry, but I'm just lucky to, number one, have a very supportive wife. Number two, have some awesome partners, you know, not just our sponsors, not just the guys at Power Stop, not just Dan and Brandon at OC Motorsports, but I mentioned Eddie and Eric that I work with that are clearly just as insane about this stuff as I am. So without all of those folks kind of backing me up and supporting me, we wouldn't be able to do all this stuff. But the trail last year, I got to say, the trail to SEMA last year was an incredible time. And to be able to enjoy just the most beautiful scenery. You know, Moab's already beautiful to begin with, but just getting into Moab, coming through Colorado and these beautiful fire roads, I, you know, kind of envisioned myself a little Scandinavian flick kind of activities, which don't exactly work in a Jeep, but I'm going to keep trying. just a tremendous amount of fun. And the beauty of it is, you know, Moab during Easter Jeep Week is nuts. I mean, a trail can take you literally 8 hours. And when you go off season, so to speak, you've got the place to yourself. So you can really enjoy the trail. And if you want to take a really tough technical line, you can do it because there's not 25 Jeeps behind you trying to do the same obstacles. So I got a hats off to the PowerStop guys for putting together. It's kind of like the ultimate summer vacation before your summer vacation. These guys really do a great job. So I'm looking forward to that one. There's quite a bit going on, Bob. Quite a bit going
absolutely
on for SEMA.
You're not kidding.
But it's never boring.
Trail to SEMA, it sounds like a spectacular event. And for any of our enthusiasts out there who love to go off-roading, Moab is something that at least once in your life you need to do. It's belongs on the automotive bucket list, so to speak. Rob, that's something you don't forget. You know, that's something you can take with you the rest of your life.
I agree. It's one of those things. I mean, looking back on our wrench and ride tour this year, you know, from Moab to Texas to Ocean City to Louisville, you know, we would talk about Moab, and whether somebody was a brand new Jeeper or had been doing this a long, long time, Moab was one of those touchstones that, you know, a few people had been, but a lot of people wanted to ask about, tell me about it. What do you do? Is every trail, you know, 3 black diamonds?
Very true, Rob. We'll talk more about Moab and much more on the other side. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed them right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Please tell us about the winners of the Wrench and Ride contest, and congratulations to all those folks. And got an interesting email as we talked about Moab, a gentleman emailed me up here from, let's see, what station is he on? Oh, he's on our great station in St. George, Utah, KZNU 1450 AM, and the gentleman's name is Harold, and Harold says he's the proud owner of a 2015 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited. He says it's bone stock, but he would like some advice from Rob on what are some of the first things that he should do to the vehicle to start thinking about taking it off-road, and are there any particular J.C. Whitney products that he would recommend?
Wow. Well, Harold, that's a great question. Bob, thanks for relaying that. You know, I got to tell you, my first trail ride at Moab was on Cane Creek, and I know that there was a bone stock Wrangler Unlimited running with us for about the first half of the day. So I would suggest to Harold to go, if he hasn't already, take his Jeep out and give it a try. Cane Creek, I think, was a pretty basic trail, but just beautiful once you got off the highway. Couple of water crossings, and almost every challenging obstacle had a bypass. So he certainly doesn't have to thrash his Jeep to learn, you know, what it would need. But, if Harold and I were sitting down and having a chat, I think the obvious or the first opportunities are going to likely be wheels and tires and a lift. And, you don't need to go crazy with either of those things. A basic Rancho, like a 2.5 or a 3-inch lift would give that Unlimited, some extra ground clearance. Some 35-inch tires would still be, I think, very, reasonable and streetable on the road, and will really transform the kinds of obstacles that Jeep could handle. I think from there, I would probably suggest some rock sliders and some off-road bumpers, just because you know, as you start to get more comfortable, the likelihood that you're going to get stuck, I think, starts to go up. So having some good attachment point for somebody to, you know, pull out Harold if he gets stuck. And I think I have to say, you know, you should always off-road with a friend. It's not as much fun when it's just you and you get stuck and you've got to figure out a way to extricate yourself. So taking somebody with you is always a good practice. But from there, I think you know, he would cover the basic point, and then, you know, then the fun stuff, the lights, maybe, you know, an intake, an exhaust, some goodies like that. And, you know, I think Harold would be set, but basics, wheels, tires, lift, that opens a huge gateway to the kinds of trails and obstacles you can tackle.
That's some really good advice, and again, shows you know how far the Jeep folks go. If you buy certain Jeeps, they're trail rated, and that means that they, in bone stock condition, can handle trails on many areas of the country. But then they have other brand new Jeeps that are specifically named Trail Hawk, and that kind of kicks them up a notch or two. So if you're buying a smaller Jeep, let's say a Cherokee or a Renegade, if you had intentions of taking it off-road, you would definitely want their trail-rated rendition of that. But Jeep is such a growing brand. I keep hearing rumors that Fiat Chrysler Automobiles may eventually sell the Jeep brand. It is the kind of diamond in the cluster of families under that umbrella, which includes some pretty big names. It includes Fiat, it includes Maserati, it includes Dodge, Chrysler, and Ram. But Jeep is the one that's worth the most. And one of the reasons why is just because it has such a global presence.
It's a touchstone. It doesn't get too much more American than Jeep. I mean, from its relatively humble, you know, military beginnings to what it is today, Jeep has always represented that very American kind of spirit on the road and off-road. And you're right, Bob. I mean, I think it's it's one of the Chinese trading groups that have been most interested in acquiring Jeep. You know, I think everybody freaked out when Land Rover was acquired by the Chinese, but I think the Indians actually, or Tata.
Yes.
You know, you could argue that not only have they propelled the brand forward, but they've made some pretty substantial investments, it seems, in bringing new, updated vehicles to the road. So, you know, I love how simple Jeeps are to work on. I can tell you that it's been, you know, very easy to transform these vehicles into something unique and custom and personal. And I would hate to see that kind of DNA of the Jeep go away. But on the other hand, you could argue that there are, you know, a number of advancements, the diesel powertrains that are coming out, things like that, that would, I think, just propel Jeep into a whole nother strata in terms of sales and usability.
So true. The Chinese have left Volvo alone. The Chinese now are the parent owners of the Volvo automotive company, and they've actually turned out some of their best products in years, just within the last couple. And part of the reason is the Chinese folks realized it was best to keep the Swedish connection, to keep the design and keep the engineering in Sweden. And as you pointed out so well, with Tata acquiring both Land Rover and Jag, the modern Jags and the modern Range Rovers and Land Rovers are just incredible vehicles. So they have not done anything to dilute the brand. And as you pointed out, Rob, they've done great things to elevate the brand. I mean, they've even created a performance division for both for Jag and for Range Rover special vehicle group, which is building a couple of different, you know, real cutting-edge high-performance vehicles. So as long as Jeep falls into the right hands, we're in good shape. But I don't know, maybe I'm just a little too red, white, and blue. I'd like to see it stay here in America.
I would love nothing but. What I would love more than anything is just to see the the Jeep heritage continue on. Would love to see some enhancements for, you know, particularly for efficiency and drivability. I think that the diesel engine package coming, I think, is going to do that. And I mean, look at the diesel swap market with some of the older Jeeps, the earlier Wranglers. I mean, there's a whole culture around swapping the Cummins or the forget the other engine package, but mostly the Cummins diesel that everybody wants to swap into a Wrangler. You know, going back to Wrench and Ride and getting, you know, over 10,000 stories, diesel swaps was one of those themes that I saw over and over. And I think it solves not just that, you know, the weight and the package, the size of the motor, but obviously the torque and the fuel economy is what I think people were really looking for. So that that really low gear crawling kind of a Jeep, you know, somebody taking it on a trail and wanted to crawl literally up the side of a hill or a mountain, that diesel package makes that user feel like that's the right answer.
So true. And, you know, Jeep's got some very important vehicles coming out around the bend. We're going to see an update to the Wrangler, and an all-new Wrangler is scheduled to debut within the next 12 months, and that's big news anytime that happens. And, of course, we're looking forward to the return of the Jeep Grand Wagoneer, a vehicle that was made for many years and is now going to be coming back. And then we are going to see that combination of Jeep and pickup truck merge as we had years ago with the Comanche. So lots of cool things ahead with Jeep and lots of great things happening at J.C. Whitney. Rob, thank you so much for your time here today and for telling us all about those lucky winners out of 10,000-plus winners. Entrance, we've got three wonderful winners. So thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Bob. Good luck next week. We'll be thinking about you.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors nationwide. AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.